How do most people travel long distances in your country?
I'd say that the main ways are cars, buses, and trains. If someone has a car, I think this is their preference because, to be honest, the trains are not that much cheaper where I live. Also, there are often delays with the trains, which can be a real pain, so you may end up with a really long journey. The buses are a bit cheaper, but I don't think that this is such a comfortable way to travel. There is the option to travel by plane as well, of course, but most of the bucket airlines go abroad. You can't really travel that cheap by plane within the country. So then, cars are really the best option, and of course, they give you the most freedom when you are traveling. Have the types of transport people use changed much over the last few decades?
I don't think they have really. We've had the transport I mentioned above for many decades now in my country, and it is much the same today. Of course, cars have become much popular as people's incomes have risen, which accounts for the problems we see on the roads today, such as congestion and more accidents and pollution. This has probably led to some changes within cities. Many have now introduced environmentally friendly forms of transport, such as trams and guided buses that don't run on gas and mean that people can travel without the use of the car. There has also been an increase in air travel. But like I said, this is quite expensive in my country, so most cannot afford it.
What kinds of improvement have there been in transport in your country in recent years?
There has been several ways that transport has improved. More major roads have been built, which means it is easier to travel long distances. Though, of course, someone would argue that more roads are not an improvement. They can be an eyesore in the countryside, and they have encouraged more people to drive, which may mean these improvements ultimately don't work. As I mentioned before, there has been the introduction of mass transit in many cities, such as trams and trains. In our capital city, they have also extended the underground system, so it now links many more areas of the city. This has helped many people as commuting times are horrendous if you have to travel on the roads. There are the main improvements.